A new investigation by journalists in India exposes how the ruling party allegedly manipulates social media apps. IT operatives have created fake accounts, used bots to take messages viral, and sent hate messages to journalists. This investigation is from the Indian nonprofit outlet The Wire. And let's bring in Devesh Kumar. He's one of the reporters to break the story. Devesh, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, this is complicated technically, but can you walk us through the basics of how powerful this digital weapon can be? Can it be used to manipulate what's trending on Twitter?
Yes. So the app is called TechFog, and it has four features that we have found in our investigation. One of the main features is to manipulate hashtag trends on Twitter and Facebook. Political people, particularly the one that we found in India, the ruling party, BJP, Bharatiya Janata Party, has used the TechFog app and not only tweets in which are political in nature, but also automate tweets which are communal in nature, targeting other Muslims of India, or tweets and replies which are targeting female journalists and female in India. They were amplified with a large number of accounts which showed very suspicious activity. And then finally amplify those hashtags and trends in a way that it felt not natural. It felt that it was something which was artificially created.
Is there one kind of key political message, propaganda, that you can share that your investigation has found, just so we can kind of understand what the ruling party appears to be trying to say?
Absolutely. So one, during COVID-19, there was a Islamic congregation that happened. And during that time, the political party of India was targeting particularly that group called Tablighi Jamaat. And at that time, there was a trend called Tablighi Jamaat Jihad. Many people not only were targeting the group that was associated to that congregation, but also targeting the Muslims of India. And in those hashtags, there were many tweets which were communal in nature, which were targeting Muslims through fake news. Some of those videos, photos, etc. were fake news. And then they were also targeting Muslims in general, not only that group. So that is one way where these hashtags and trends target a particular group.
How did you and your team find that the ruling party was doing this?
What we did is we asked the source, the whistleblower. They sent us few screenshots of two or three hashtags that they had to trend on that day, but it was not trending. It was not mentioned anywhere on Twitter or any other social media network at that time. So we verified by asking them beforehand and then looking in the real time when that thing trended in few hours to see if there was a suspicious activity, something that cannot be done organically.
So are you saying the ruling party is manufacturing messages to go viral in a fake way?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we were tracking it down real time. Let's say, for example, that the hashtag something called Congress Against Liberals, which is a hashtag BJP or the ruling party of India used to target the opposition on a fake news basis, on a spammy basis, on a propaganda basis. We received this hashtag at a certain time. After a few hours, it started trending and we checked that hashtag and we saw that a lot many tweets were coming from anonymous accounts or accounts that didn't look real. So it was a very suspicious activity when we saw it in real time.
Has there been any response from the BJP, the ruling party?
No, we have asked the questions to them. One of their leaders, Devang Dave, who was the social media and IT head at that time of investigation, we have raised questions to them. Apart from him responding, the BJP has not responded, the ruling party has not responded to any of our investigation, any of our findings. Any of their leaders has come back and given a response on it.
Wow. And finally, I mean, one person you talked to described this as military-grade psyops. I mean, you're in India, but this tool can be used, I presume, by other persons, groups, governments around the world?
Yes, we have hints of that in the app. TechFog operator, the person who revealed these information to us, showed us a screen which allowed the creation of multiple phone numbers from different parts of the world, US, UK. They showed that they can create or use existing phone numbers in those countries. We could not independently verify whether this was a feature that was available in the app, but there are hints that these are the possibilities and these are the functions that not only government organizations, but other private actors will be very happy to have and use to not do propaganda, but also spread fake news and hate. Mm.
Devesh Kumar is a reporter with The Wire, the nonprofit news organization in India. Devesh, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Scott.